Hello, Taria, this is Chris.
Hi. Oh, hi, Chris. So nice to talk to you again.
Yes. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. And
good.
You?
Sounds good. Yes, I'm fine as well. So everything is doing great.
Okay, let's start the interview first. I do the official intro.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So, hi, Chris, and welcome back to TrueMetal.it. We talked last time nearly 1 year ago, and then we were talking about your best of double album, Age of Light. Could you please give me a short summit about the feeling that the album and the tour after it left behind?
Okay. Yeah, it's nice to be back at TrueMetal Italy.
Yes.
And I'm always surprised to talk with a Finnish girl. I know. So the result of the best of, that was cool.
Yes.
Because at first I have to say, so the best of album was like a present to ourselves. Yeah.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And we're still proud about that. And the tour was running very good, better than expected, because it was just a special tour to celebrating the 15 years anniversary. But the people, they love to come to our concerts, and so the tour was expanding more than it was planned before.
Okay.
So there were more shows that we expected. But yeah, that's the reason why we are making this music, is being on the road, having fun with the people, traveling around. And that's what we could do last year with the best of album.
Yes.
And besides the touring, we started starting the songwriting process for a new original album with new songs and a new concept. And, here we are.
Yeah. Yes, and here you are. And in fact, talking about, first of all, your uncompromisingly positive attitude to life, which you have, of course, incorporated also in your songs for more than 15, now 16 years. And it seems also to be a central theme of this new upcoming album, Beyond, which is coming out in 1 month from today. But please, why don't you tell me about this positive attitude that you have, that you carry along?
Yeah, so we do not create it in a synthetic way. So we are not depressive or disappointed from nature.
Yeah.
No, we are really in positive things thinking band.
Yes.
And I think we are enjoying our life. And that is definitely the reason why we have to make happy music.
Yes.
So I couldn't imagine to write a doom metal whatever song.
Yes.
For that, I would be the wrong person to write
these
depressive or songs like 6 Feet Under, for example. I couldn't write songs like this.
Maybe the version would be different.
Back to the album Beyond. Beyond is I think we try to bring our positive and happy attitude to the life. We try to bring it in words and in melody, and that is the album Beyond. And what we try to give the people with the album is just an invitation to join us and to come with us to try it out. How is it to live with this positive thinking, with happy moments, with very open-minded thinking in all directions?
Yeah.
And everybody's invited to try it out, to come with us, and to view their own life in a different way. And maybe you will notice that some things in your life are running easier as you noticed it before.
Yes, yes. And I know what you mean, but when this world is full of sadness, full of violence, full of
you think?
Well, let's say that what we hear from TV and so on. So I think also many persons seem it difficult to think positive because there is no job and everything. So, you know, the world needs people but, like you.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think I agree. I think there are people in this world. They really do not have to celebrate anything, or they have no reason to be happy. But your example, you were talking about some people, they have maybe no job. Or maybe you can talk about people, oh, I have no car. Oh, I have no own house. Yeah. No, but I'm talking about there are people, maybe there are really poor people.
Yes.
And when you go to India or you go to Africa or you go to Ethiopia or wherever, they are the real, real poor people.
Yes.
They have nothing, not enough to eat. I'm not talking about they have no car or they have no job. Or they have really, they have really nothing. But these people, they are able to enjoy their life. I think more of these people in this material world, when they do not have a car, they are disappointed.
Yes.
And they are not able to be happy, enjoy their life, because they have no car.
Yeah, they don't see the main points in life.
Exactly. But it's the inner happiness. The inner sun is shining. And that is the thing we are talking about, not to be happy because I'm rich.
Yeah, but listen, what could be the situation that gets you mad? I mean, gets you really angry about something in your life?
I think it's no respect. Mm-hmm. That makes me very, very angry.
Yeah.
And racism makes me very angry.
Yeah.
That are the most parts. And, when it the unfairness.
Yes.
When it's unfair, no respect and racism, that are points that makes me very nervous.
This anger in you, yeah?
Yeah.
But let's go back to the album Beyond.
Yes.
I have listened to it now about 3-4 times, and I could say
I'm sorry with you.
No, you know, I've enjoyed it, really.
That's a surprise.
I could say that you are going back to the roots with this album, so do you agree?
Yes. Mm. I think, so for myself, it's hard to give you an opinion about this direction of a Frida Kahlo album, because especially the Beyond album is still too close to my heart that I couldn't decide these objective things. But I can understand, because you are not the first who is saying that the Beyond album is going back to the early times of Freedom Call. I think one reason could be that there are some traditional Freedom Call songs on it with fast drums and fast guitars and nice melodies with high vocals. And, these typical trademark Freedom Call.
Yes, okay, but that's good. I mean, if the band has the trademark, it's something stable.
Exactly.
Yes.
And, and I think the reason could be, we have a new lineup with a new drummer and our bass player, our co-former a member, Ilka, is back.
Ilka,
that could be a reason that we felt it's a good time to react the traditional Freedom Call music.
Yes. So tell me about it. After 7 years absence, of course, I'm sure that you have been in contact with Ilker in these years, but how does it feel to play again with him in the same band that he was forming years back?
So, honestly, I have to say that the first rehearsal, that was a bit strange.
Yes.
So when I was playing in the practice room, and I looked over my left shoulder, and then I saw, oops, that's Ilka. And that was a bit strange.
Yes.
But it felt very comfortable.
Yeah.
So because we started earlier than Freedom Call together. So we did two albums with a band called Moondog. Before Freedom Call, and so we're playing together since 1993. And so it felt very comfortable. So like the lost son came back to his family.
Yes.
And yeah, that is it feels more being home with this lineup we have now.
Yes. And what about Rami on drums? That he was replacing Klaus Sperling.
Yes.
How do you think his input has changed the band's rhythm as we are talking about the drums?
Yeah. So Rami, he's very involved in everything of Freedom Call, not only the music. So, and I worked very close to him while the songwriting process. And that gave me a very good feeling, to have a team on this album. And the previous one, Land of the Crimson Dawn, so I'm still in good contact with Klaus and Sammy, the bass player, so we didn't split in trouble or anything like that, so we had a very good atmosphere and everything. But Klaus, he's not living here in my in this area of my hometown. And so he were only coming when we were recording or practicing.
Yes, okay.
So and during the songwriting process, I was totally for myself.
Yeah.
And that is a big difference in between when you're really working in a team from the beginning on.
Yeah.
And it feels warm, very warm and comfortable. Yeah, and that gives me Rami. And not only in the musical way, also as a friend, and in belonging some questions about the business or some decisions to make as the management, and he's a very good help for me.
Okay, great. That's good.
I really can say maybe it's the best lineup we have ever, because I do not try to rank the status of a lineup only from the musical performance.
Yeah.
I think it's everything. There are general things.
Yes.
Because it's the feeling, the atmosphere in the band, and it's the they are with me when it's not too much money to earn, and I think it's more friendship as a business thing.
Listen, talking about the tracks, well, it's different, and we have not time enough to talk all of them.
I would
like to take out two. Funny. I would like to talk about two tracks, especially.
Yes. That is okay.
Yes, okay, good. The first one is the title track, Beyond, which is nearly 8 minutes long. The question is to why this choice and beyond of what? I mean, to what it prefers.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's the title track, what you said, and it's about this invitation I told you, what beyond for us.
Okay.
What means beyond for us. And this song is exactly about this invitation of life.
Okay.
But you can decide for yourself in which direction you are going with your life. Nobody is forcing you to use this way or this way. It's your own decision.
Okay.
And we will give you the chance or the possibility to try it out. You can stay with us or you can leave. You do not have to follow, and but we do not take this too serious, because I got this question about this direction of it's a religion or something like that. No, it's very easy. It's just to feel happy, to feel good, to be respectful, to be open-minded, and these characters are put it in the song Beyond.
Okay.
And yeah, I think you need a couple of minutes to use all these words in a song. And beyond, in this song existing a lot of different parts of music. And because this song is also written in a moment, in a very emotional moment of mine, and yeah, maybe all these different parts are like that I captured all my emotional moments into the song.
Yes.
And I needed, I needed a long time to fix the song or to finish this work.
Yes.
Because I changed all, every week I changed the song totally. Because I was not totally happy and satisfied with the result. And but in the end, I'm very happy that I took all this time, because this song will be one of my most mature work or like this.
Yeah.
So I'm very proud about this song. This is for me my favorite of this album.
Yes, and now it's honoring this album as a title too, so that's good. And then the other song is Dance of the Devil, where
yes,
the off is spelled with a double F.
Yes.
It sounds, let's say, not, well, spiritual, but because there are these African drums and everything,
yes,
this feeling, let's say spiritual in that sense, but not in a religion sense, as you said before.
Yes.
Please tell me about this song.
Yeah, so the words in the song are fitting very well with this concept of beyond, because when you take these sense behind the voodoo, which the Africans have, that is nothing special, that is nothing more that take away the evil things and to keep the good things,
okay,
to bring the good spirit in your life, that is voodoo, and keep away the evil and the bad things.
Yes, okay.
And so we are very close to all, I think to all people around the world, in which religion or in which thinking they live.
Yeah.
I think all the people around this planet are longing for a happy and a positive life.
Yes.
I think that's normal.
Yes.
And that this song has these African beats. Oh, that I didn't do that on purpose. That I said, I want to write a song with African beat. I just tried out in my studio a couple of beats, and I found this West African beat. And then I changed it a little bit, because Africans are not shuffling. And I think so we have maybe one more step forward to expand our musical horizon.
Yes, I was going to say that it looks like that future will bring also other kind of rhythms in your music.
Yeah.
That's good. That's
so
good.
Maybe it's a good taste before you go on vacation to Africa,
yeah,
or something
that's
like
true.
That.
Oh, wherever, I mean, Africa. Great. Listen, do you want to talk about a little bit about this artwork that has been that was done by Jens Reinhold?
Yeah. So Jens, he did, I think it's his third work, no, his fourth. Or now it's five. He did five artworks for Freedom Call already.
Okay, so he...
Oh my God, it was the
makes
life
part
and
of the crew.
Yes, the DVD.
Yes.
And his first work was The Legend of the Shadow King, then the DVD, then The Land of the Crimson Dawn, the best of, and now is the new album. Yeah, I think in behind or in these... in these hole of the wall, you can see a very lightning planet that is our beyond. And the monk, which is staying in the front of, it's not, you do not have to see him as a person or like that.
Yeah.
It's just, it's just something you have to overcome to come into the beyond.
Yes.
And, yeah. It's very easy, to understand. And I think it's it's fitting well with Freedom Call or with this music, and it's not too serious because it's a little bit in the comic style. So they are not very evil influences, and I think it's fitting well with a new
concept.
Album.
Yes. Listen, I know that the time is running, and I would have here many questions.
Okay, then.
So let's talk about the touring. I know that in a couple of days you will be sailing with the 70,000 tons of metal cruise. Starting in 3 days. What are your expectations about this cruise and to play on the yacht?
Becoming a good taint.
Yes. Let's hope not for
in
the rain.
Fun.
Okay.
So I do not expect anything in this business way or musical world. I think it's fun. The people, they are coming to this cruise, they are expecting fun because it's holidays for these people. And I think when we are also try to find the right expectation to have fun, to have holidays, so we find the same level, so we are in common with the fans, so it's the best basis to enjoy this good time in the Caribbean Sea.
It's not a bad thing. I mean,
no,
it's
I agree. Are you jealous? Maybe a little bit.
sorry.
Are you jealous?
No, not at all. Yes, damn, I would love to be there too.
Yeah,
but
I could imagine.
Maybe next year I will.
Yes.
We'll see. And listen, talking about the touring, you will play during the next tour, this Light Over the Beyond tour, also two shows in Italy, 25th and 26th of April, Florence and Rome. I know that you have been playing here many times, so what are the craziest memories of Italy and your fans over here?
Oh yeah, so generally Italy is not the easiest country for this power metal or these happy metal things. And it was not easy to play there. So I think so in Sweden or France there's a bigger amount of people, they are listening to this music. But we have good memories to Italy because all these shows we played there, that was very lovely. I think the kind of being of the people and how they are coming to you with a lot of respect, they come into you and asking you some questions about the band or something like that. So it's in a very lovely and a very kindful way.
Yes.
And I think we always could enjoy the time in Italy. Also last time when we played in Milano and Torino, that was cool. The people were very nice, and it's always a good reason to play in Italy.
And, the next time you are playing in Milan, I will be there, for sure.
Okay, you told me last time the same.
Yes, I know.
See.
But sooner or later, I will be there. Don't you worry about that.
Okay.
Listen. Then I've heard that you are promising an experience which will be spiritual in every respect. During the tour. So, is there something that you would like to reveal me about the details? what
really?
Will happen on the stage?
I think we will bring over this meaning, what beyond is. And I think we build up, or we will build up a very special atmosphere on stage, and everybody can notice that we're really, we're not only talking about the beyond, the positive thinking things, we will live it on stage.
Yeah.
And we are working on a very interesting set list.
Yeah.
And this will contain, I think we will set a really important point in our career with Freedom Call, with this tour, because we have excellent an excellent choice of songs for the set list, and it will be a mixture in between a very fantastic sound, parts of good sound, and in the end, a happy metal party where everybody can go home in a very good mood.
That sounds good. I took some water because I'm a bit cough. So.
It's water.
Later, it's red wine. I know that we are late, and I would love to chat, chatting with you, but that will be next time. So now the last question, and this is always my last question, the must. I mean, what is your message to your fans and to TrueMetal.it readers?
Yeah, I think the message will be about the most important thing for Freedom Call is that we will go on tour again. So we are really enjoying this, to be on the road, to meet our fans and our friends and spending time together with them.
Yes.
And so, yeah, I hope that a lot of people will find the time to come to our concerts in Italy and in Firenze and Roma.
Yes.
And yeah, hopefully that we hope that the Italian metalheads are liking our new album Beyond. Then we have a big gathering and a very nice heavy metal party together.
Oh, great. And you will start, as I said, in 3 days on this sailing cruise. Okay, this
is the
motto. Yes. So I wish you, first of all, I thank you very much for this chat
again.
And most probably we will talk soon again about the topics that I had no time to ask. So have fun, and thank you very
much. Thank you very much.
Okay, have a nice evening.
It was very nice to talk to you again.
Very nice. Okay.
Buonasera, Tarja.
Buonasera. Okay.
Buonasera.
Tschüss, Chris.
Ciao.
Okay, ciao.